Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. I'm joined again today by my colleague Suzanne Dixon, who is an associate in the residential convention team here at Sintons. Our podcast today is the second in our Understanding Residential Convention podcast series that we're going to be bringing you over the coming weeks and months. The podcast today will last up to 10 minutes and Suzanne is going to discuss selling a residential property. So without any further ado, enough from me, straight over to Suzanne. Suzanne, good morning and over to you.
Thanks, David. So today I'm just going to give a bit of an overview about selling a property, just so you know what kind of things should be done up front and the key to a smooth sale. So the key to a smooth sale of a residential property is to supply the buyers with all of the relevant information about your property as early as possible. It's therefore a good idea to instruct a solicitor early on in the process so you can start to pull together all of the information you're going to need to supply. You'll be asked to complete some forms. Now, these are the property information form, a fixtures and contents form, which is a list of items that are either going to be included in the sale price or that you're taking with you. And if your property is a leasehold property, you'll also have to complete a leasehold information form. Now, some of these questions in these forms can be quite daunting, but most of them are quite straightforward. The questions cover everything from who's responsible for maintaining the boundaries of the property to whether there've been any disputes, asking whether any works have been carried out to the property, whether there's been any instances of flooding or environmental issues, and who currently lives at the property. If there's anyone over the age of 17 who lives at the property who's not a registered owner, then they will be asked to sign the contract in due course to confirm they're going to move out on the day of completion. When you're completing all of these forms, it's important that you answer the questions truthfully and to the best of your knowledge and understanding. You should ask your solicitor if you're not sure about anything. You'll need documents relating to any works that have been carried out to your property. So these might be planning permissions, building regulation, completion certificates, covenant consents and guarantees or warranties. If your property has had any work carried out, such as an extension, a loft conversion, maybe you've had a conservatory added, maybe you've had replacement double glazing or a boiler, electrical works, all of these works will have needed either planning permission or building regulation approval, or sometimes both. If your property is in a conservation area or if it's a listed building, then further documents will be needed as well. So once you have completed the forms and pulled together all of the documents you've got, you should pass all of those across to your solicitor. They will need to supply copies of those to the buyer's solicitors. If your property is leasehold, and just so you know that most flats are usually leasehold, then your solicitor will also need to obtain replies to leasehold inquiries from your freeholder or any management company. This will be anybody who sends you invoices for ground rent and service charge. Please note that when you're selling a leasehold property, there's often a fee payable to the freeholder or the management company for supplying their replies to leasehold inquiries. And your solicitor will let you know what fee is payable as soon as they've got that information. If you want to sell any items, such as white goods or items of furniture, you can negotiate with your buyer for a price to be paid for certain items to be left at the property on completion. It is best to let your solicitor know about any such agreements that have been made, just so they can add those to the contract. The benefit of that is that it becomes part of a legally binding contract. So both you and your buyer know exactly what items you're going to leave and exactly what price they're going to pay for those items. Most properties are registered with the Land Registry, which means that your solicitor will be able to obtain copies of the register, title plan, and any other documents directly from the Land Registry. On some occasions, we do find that properties are still unregistered. And if that is the case, then you'd need to find the title deeds for your property, which can sometimes be stored with a previous solicitor or with a mortgage lender, so that your solicitor can look through the title deeds and put together all the documents for the buyer's solicitors. Once your solicitor has pulled together all of that information, they'll send what is known as the contract documentation across to your buyer's solicitors. And that includes a draft contract, all the registered or unregistered title documents, your completed forms, and all of the other documents you've supplied. The buyer solicitors will then go through all of that documentation and raise some inquiries. Now, these are questions that they think they need a little bit more information about. And once your solicitor sees the inquiries, they'll work with you so that you can reply to them as quickly as possible. If there are any legal issues, your solicitor might be able to deal with them on your behalf. But if the inquiries relate to the property itself, you will need to reply to them with the help of your solicitor. You will then get two documents for signature, which are the contract and the transfer. You'll need to sign the transfer in front of an independent witness. So it has to be somebody who's not related to you or involved with the transaction. So it could be a friend or a colleague. Once you've signed the contract and the transfer, send them back to your solicitor. But that doesn't mean that you've entered into a legal contract yet. Your solicitor will hold those signed documents on file until everything's ready and a date has been agreed. And then this solicitor will ask for your authority to exchange contracts. Only give your authority once you're definitely happy with everything and you know that you can move out of the property on the day of completion. So, for example, you've got your removals booked and you've got somewhere to move to. As once contracts have been exchanged, you will be legally bound to complete on the agreed date. And if you can't do this for any reason, you will incur financial penalties. If you've got a mortgage on your property, it's important that you provide your solicitor with the name of your mortgage lender and your mortgage account details early on in the process, as your solicitor will need to write to the mortgage lender and get a redemption statement from them so they know that there's enough money coming from your sale to redeem the mortgage. Your solicitor will get an initial statement at the start of the process for information purposes. And then once a completion date's been agreed, they'll get another statement which is calculated to the date of completion so that they know the exact figure they need to repay the mortgage. Finally, on the day of completion, you'll need to ensure that you've cleared everything out of your property which is not included in the sale. So you have to remove any rubbish and leave the property in a clean and tidy condition by about 2 o'clock at the latest. Everyone who lives at the property must move out so that you can give vacant possession. The only exception to that is if the sale is subject to an ongoing tenancy. So if you've got a tenant living at the property who's going to stay on, it's a good idea to take meter readings for the gas and electricity. And you can either leave your keys with the estate agents or you can hand them over directly to the buyer. But please don't do this until your solicitors confirm that they've got the money safely from the buyer's solicitors and that you can hand over the keys. So I hope that gives you a good guide as to the sale process and the information you need to supply. Thank you very much, David.
Thanks, Suzanne. Very informative. Really enjoyed listening to that. As usual, very quickly for me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And you can also follow the private client team at Sintons on Twitter at SintonsPC. If you'd like to discuss anything that Suzanne's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her or a member of the residential conveyancing team at Sintons. Just very quickly, contact details. Suzanne can be contacted 091 226 7878 or via email suzanne.dixon@sintons.co.uk. Episode 3 will be with you in about 10 to 14 days' time. Thank you so much for the amount of people who listened to episode 1. Absolutely staggering. We don't take it for granted. We very much appreciate it. We hope that episode 2 has added as much value as episode 1, and we look forward to engaging with you on episode 3. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you.